Hello everybody, hope we are all well. This is the FBL Panther Pod and my name is George, and we I'm recording this Friday morning, so the deadline is this evening. But last night was the last of the Premier League games for the long my very long free hit week. I had Woods and Mbeumo left to go. I got the Mbeumo clean sheet point. Woods got a blank, so I finished on an 88, and I got a green arrow, which has got me to 77k now, which is just incredible. I know to some FPL players that may seem, you know, bad, not bad, but maybe mediocre to some that are, you know, who aim for the 10, 5k kind of rank, but it's my first ever over the 100k mark. My best score at the end of the season is 414k. So it looks like I will get at least 100k, but there's still 4 game weeks to go. And yeah, I've used my chip. All my chips are gone. And we found out that now we are going to have 4 single game weeks to the end of the season. So no more blanks, no more doubles. Which is good, to be honest. If you don't have any chips, I think it's a good thing. If you still have some of your chips, I think it's just kind of a maybe set up for the last game of the season and just go for whoever. Or just if your team looks all right now, you know, everyone on your bench is going to play, and then maybe just use it now if you've got bench boost or free hit. I think you just take a punt, use it in any of these weeks, and hopefully it pays off for you. So all my chips are done. We move very quickly into game week 35, as it's Man City Wolves tonight. Like I said, Brentford was the last game of game week 34 last night. So my bus team at the moment is... Bear with me. So I got Pope in goal against a Brighton side who can score, 100% can score goals, but at the moment they're leaking goals at the moment. They conceded, they were 2-0 down against West Ham, they conceded 4 against us. But I do think Van Hek's back. I think they got a few of their main players back. I think I saw in his Hazard's press conference. So that'll be interesting. I've got a back three of Milenkovic, Guardiola and Saliba. Now, I put Milenkovic in before the Brentford game. I think Forest may have burnt themselves out. I think they've bit more than they've done. Had an incredible season, by the way, incredible. I just think they're gonna miss out on that Champions League spot. I think it'll be Chelsea, Villa and Newcastle who nick that fifth spot, I think. So I've got Munoz on my bench, so I could go for Palace clean sheet rather than against it, or I can play Wan-Bissaka in a Tottenham side who don't care about the league. They're facing the Tottenham side who don't care about the league. I know West Ham haven't been great, but Wan-Bissaka is an inverted right wing back, so he can bomb up and down, and you know, if lucky, he may get an assist. The only thing is, I do see Spurs scoring against West Ham, so it's one of them. So, I need to decide then. But Guardiola and Saliba, I think they both start. Guardiola, definitely. Saliba, obviously, I know Arsenal have got a very important game against PSG to look at. Obviously, they're 1-0 down at the moment in that tie. I think Saliba will play, though. He played all the games during the Madrid tie, and he played all the games in between those, so I think he'll start again. And then I've got a midfield at the moment of Salah, Rodgers, Asensio and De Bruyne. Asensio is still there and he's starting at the moment. Why is he starting? Even though since I brought him in, he's missed 2 penalties, he's missed about another 2 sitters at least. Villa, no Rashford. So I think the fact that Rashford's now not there means Asensio will actually get more minutes. So there is that. And Villa are one of the very few teams now that have something to play for. So I'm keeping my Villa assets, and I may add one more, but we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, if you have Villa, City, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Forest, you hold and you potentially play them because they're the only ones who have something to play for now in the league. There are some outside chances for a European spot like Brentford, Fulham, Bournemouth, I think, are still in the hat. Obviously a massive outside chance, but they're still technically in it, which is why I'm potentially going double Brentford because of the form we're in at the moment. But yeah, I think if you have those sort of top three to top seven places of players, then they're the ones you need to target. And then I have a front three of Marmoush, Mateta and Wissa. Now, there is potential I take a hit this week. And that is mainly, there's a bit of a worry for me that I don't have any outfield Newcastle players. Obviously, I sold Murphy and Isak, if you remember, to attack the doublers, which that week was a bit anticlimax in the end. And now I sort of knew this situation would come, that I'd want at least one of them back, of Murphy or Isak. Sorry, I had some stuck in my throat then. So I could sell Saka. Saka's on my bench at the moment. Which is, seems to be the trend this week, of, you know. And the narrative is that Arsenal season is basically done. They're going to rest Saka for the PSG game. There is obviously, it's a weird one because I think you still want Saka for 37-38 because Arsenal have two quite easy fixtures at the end of it. But for money-wise and attacking those players that have something to play for, it might be one of those where you sell Saka for 2 weeks and then you try and bring him back in. And if I sell Saka, I can then get either Isak Murphy, or I can get Murphy Watkins, or I can get Watkins in Bemo, Isak in Bemo. I could do that. Now, I've only got one free transfer, so it would be a hit. If I want to bring in Isak and Watkins, it's a hit, basically. Because I don't have enough for the front three. I don't have enough for one striker to replace for the other. Watkins is interesting because there's no Rashford. So Watkins is now, once again, the number nine. So he will definitely start games. And I think they have a slightly easier run than Newcastle. So I am tempted to go for the Watkins-Murphy route. The only other thing is, though, I do have Wissa, and he scored last night, so I'm happy I have him. I think he'll score against United. But obviously, Mbeumo is Mbeumo is Mbeumo. He's the second best player in the game, points-wise. He's the second best FPL points player this season. And with a United side who basically through to the final, the Europa League, you would see. I think Spurs are as well, even though they did concede. I think Spurs are there as well. I don't think you need both. I think if you want to punt on both for the United game, I completely get it because they will play a week inside and we are on a nice little run at the moment. So if we went for the double punt, I don't hate it at all. I really don't. I think, again, it all depends what your team looks like, but I think for me, not having any Newcastle is a bit of a worry. As I said, sorry, Helen, if you're listening, Brighton are leaking. They are leaking goals. Now, I know in the reverse fixture, Brighton actually beat Newcastle 1-0. So, there is that, you know, chance that Isak won't halt. But I just think you want one of them as a safety net. I wouldn't go Barnes or Gordon because I don't really know what's happening there. Barnes seems to keep starting games, but Gordon's fit now, and you think he'd come back eventually into the starting 11. Well, I think Murphy and Isak are like your bankers at the moment. I think Murphy at the moment, that's his side. The right side is his side. Gordon predominantly is better on the left anyway, so I can't see them moving Murphy out, and Isak is Isak. So I think I'm either going to play it safe and just get Murphy. Excuse me, sorry. I'm going to get Murphy and just hide behind the sofa for the Villa and Newcastle games and hope that their number nines don't haul. Or I might take the punt and go Murphy and Watkins. I think that's my... I'm 70% sure I'm going to take a hit and have a punt on Watkins. So that's me, basically. It's a very short pod, I know. As I say, it's a little quick turnaround pod for the deadline tonight, which is at 6:30, I believe. 6 or 6:30, I can't remember now. But yeah, good luck, Green Arrows. Enjoy game week 35. As I said, this is now, we've got 4 single game weeks and then that's it. So we've gone really quick this season, really quick. So it's always a bit sad when it's all over, especially with no international football this summer. It's going to be a long summer for us football fans, but maybe a well-deserved rest as well. Green Arrows, guys. Hope you all have a great weekend. And I will be back probably after the Forest Palace game on the Monday night. So probably Tuesday. Cheers, guys.